The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Game day at my house? It's chaos, but like in a fun way. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' stories are going off, and somehow everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep Duracell stocked. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance you can trust. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in stores at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Price is higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
This is The Big Breakdown. A long look back at some of the biggest stories we're covering for you at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Before we talk about what Lindsay Clancy allegedly did, we need to talk about who she was. Not because it excuses anything. Not to build a case for the defense or against the prosecution, but because if you reduce the people in a story like this to the worst moment of their lives, you don't actually understand the story. And this story demands to be understood. Lindsay Clancy was a labor and delivery nurse. But that's it for a second, because it matters more than it might seem. She didn't just work in a hospital. She worked in the room where life begins, where the stakes are highest, where the fear and the joy exist simultaneously, where mothers are at their most exposed and most vulnerable. She held women through it. She advocated for them. She knew what a mother in crisis looked like because she had seen it up close in her professional life over and over again. The cruelest irony of what eventually happened to Lindsay Clancy is that she spent her career doing exactly what no one would eventually do for her. She showed up for struggling mothers. When she became one, the system, according to lawsuits filed by both Lindsay and her husband, Patrick, handed her from provider to provide her and sent her home. She and Patrick had built their life in Duxbury. And by every outward measure, it was a good one. They had their first child, Cora, in 2017. Lindsay loved being a mother, present, engaged, the kind of person who takes her five-year-old to the pediatrician on a Tuesday morning and then comes home and plays with the kids in the snow and sends pictures to the family. But after Cora was born, something shifted. Postpartum anxiety, manageable. She got treatment. She got through it. Life continued. Wasn't alarming. It was handled. And if you've ever gone through this, if you've ever experienced this as a mother or as the partner of someone, you know how debilitating and scary and hellish this scenario can be. And if you've never, well, then you are utterly freaking clueless. If you are sitting there going, postpartum schmartum, or whatever you're saying, if you're dismissing that as like nothing, then you are clueless. Educate yourself. We'll help you do that. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube as we work through this. There's a lot to get through in this case. That's why we're doing a five-part series on it this week as we get closer and closer to a potential trial with Lindsay Clancy. I've seen so many comments where it's this monster, killer, destroy, da-da-da-da-da. Like, this woman's never going to be okay again, ever. Her family's never going to be okay again. But guess who's standing by her side? Her family. Not because they're stupid, but because they're educated. Because they understand, because they know what happened here. So I caution you, as easy as it is to go to the outside of this one and want to throw stones and, you know, light the village on fire and throw the pitchforks at it. I get it. And there's a lot of cases where the mother has the pitchforks coming. I don't know that this is one of them. So as we work through it, give me your thoughts. There was another child, Dawson. This time the postpartum experience was harder, harder to treat, harder to manage, harder to name. She saw a psychiatrist. She worked through that. But according to expert analysis cited in the civil malpractice lawsuit she filed in January 26, this is reportedly when her underlying bipolar disorder first emerged, though it was allegedly never identified as such. Not then, not for years, a condition actively shaping her neurological reality, allowed to go unnamed because no one connected enough dots to give it a name. It's not a small detail. That is the foundation of what follows. Callan was born in May of 2022. And from the moment of his birth, the people who knew Lindsay best described her as a different person, more frantic than she had ever seemed, more intense, less like herself, the way that was hard to pinpoint, but impossible to miss for the people who loved her. The sleeplessness started, the disconnection from her own body, the growing certainty that something was deeply, fundamentally wrong. Here's what Lindsay Clancy did not do. Hide it, minimize it, or wait for it to pass. She knew something was wrong, and she said so. She sought help almost immediately. She was prescribed medication. According to her lawsuit, it made things worse. And that can happen. Sometimes it takes a bit to find the right one that's going to work for you. That's why a lot of people don't even want to do it. Well, that's why people who have done it don't want to do it again once they found a medication that is working. Because what's it going to do? Especially when you have other underlying conditions going on, like possibly bipolar or other things. According to the lawsuit, it made her more anxious, less able to sleep, more unmoored. She reported this and she kept seeking help. And this matters enormously Because what's about to unfold, the next chapter of this story, is not a story about a woman who fell through the cracks because she didn't speak up or didn't take her situation seriously. She did. It's a story about a woman who never stopped speaking up and still couldn't get anyone to hear her correctly. She was a nurse. She knew how to describe symptoms with clinical precision. She knew what to ask for and where to go. She had a husband paying close attention, telling friends that something was deeply wrong, that the medications weren't working, that he was watching his wife deteriorate in real time. Her family drove from out of state to help with the children. She had support, insurance, access, and a medical vocabulary most patients never develop. And still, by the time the final weeks arrived, the prescription list had grown into something that alarmed everyone around her. Antidepressants, antipsychotics, sedatives. Other things too. She told medical staff she was crazy depressed, numb to all emotion, can't feel love. She told them she felt messed up beyond repair. She described thoughts of ending it. She kept showing up and saying these things out loud. According to the malpractice lawsuit she later filed, by the final weeks before January 24th, the deterioration had become something else entirely. Hallucinations arriving, a sense of losing control of her own mind, a terror that she was becoming someone she didn't recognize. She reportedly researched whether someone could be a psychopath and be cured. Not because she was planning anything sinister, but because she was desperately trying to understand what was happening to her and whether it could be reversed. A nurse searching the internet for what is a psychopath, terrified she had become one. She wasn't looking for a blueprint. She was looking for a way back. Patrick, her husband, noticed, her family noticed, detectives reviewing her journal and devices after the fact found documentation of her mental state, her own attempts to name it, track it, stay on top of it. She was keeping records of her own unraveling. She was still trying to manage what was eating her alive right up until the end. Here's a version of this story where you look at who Lindsay was before January 24th of 23, the nurse, the mother, the woman who drove her daughter to the pediatrician that morning and played in the snow, and the version that allegedly existed in that basement later that night. And you genuinely cannot bridge the two. They seem like different people. They're not. They're the same woman. At the beginning and the end of the same terrible collapse. What happened in between is what the next chapter is about. She went back again and again. She said exactly what was happening and what she got, according to the lawsuits both she and Patrick have since filed, was rushed appointments, conflicting prescriptions, and discharge papers. Until the morning, the snow pictures were taken, and there was nothing left to stop what came next. The machine saw her. It just never saw her clearly enough. And that distinction cost three children everything they had. If you or someone you know is experiencing postpartum mental health challenges, the National Maternal Mental Health Hotline offers 24/7 support. You can call or text it at 833-943-5746. There's also a link in the description of this episode. And three more parts in this series as we tell it piece by piece every day this week. I hope you'll join us. I hope you'll give us your thoughts in the comment section. I hope you'll help to raise awareness for this disorder, this hellish veil that comes over so many mothers. It's something that has a stigma to it. It's something that people don't talk about. They don't want to talk about. They don't like to talk about it. Some of you can't. I mean, sometimes the problem a lot of times in these situations, when you're in the throes of this hell, you don't even know what's going on. And you're just trying to figure out what's going on. Because you're at a point in life where everything should be good. You survived giving birth to a healthy child. So why do you feel the way you do? Because it's nonsensical. And on the outside, all you get is people going, well, it should be great. You got this. That doesn't help anything. It doesn't change anything, no matter how good intention someone is to pointing out the obvious. It is a hellish place to be. And it's very real and it's very dangerous. And it comes with not a lot of understanding from the public. So if there's anything we're doing in this, I hope it's raising some awareness for that and better understanding. Should you or someone close to you ever be unfortunate enough to have to go through it? Your thoughts in the comment section. We'll continue our conversation there. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The day before her children died, Lindsay Clancy had a psychiatric appointment. It was virtual. It lasted approximately 17 minutes. And according to the malpractice lawsuit she filed in January 2026, the doctor increased her antidepressant dose. That was it. That was the last thing the medical system did before January 24th of 2023. 17 minutes on a video screen, dosage adjusted, door closed. And then in fewer than 24 hours, a voice allegedly told Lindsay Clancy it was her last chance. And she said, go to God, baby, to her children. And three people under the age of five were dead. Sit with that number for a moment. 17 minutes. That's allegedly the amount of time a licensed medical professional spent with a woman who, according to her subsequent civil complaint, had been experiencing auditory hallucinations for weeks, who had been admitted to two separate hospital programs in the previous 5 weeks, who had been prescribed by her own defense attorneys, count 13 different psychiatric medications in roughly 4 months, whose husband had told a close friend a full month before the killings that the medications simply weren't working, that he believed his wife had become addicted to benzodiazepines, that the withdrawals were horrifying, and the side effects were the worst possible. 17 minutes, video screen, dosage adjusted. And then she went home, or she already was at home. There's a lot to get through in this case. Your thoughts are extremely welcome in the comment section on Substack and YouTube, especially if you've been in this world, are in this world, do med checks, things of that nature. 17 minutes, you know, when I first read that, I'm like, yeah, that's about what I do. But I also don't have that history. I don't have a immediate history of being hospitalized, of going through 14 different medications in the previous 4 months, which is insane. Your body can't do that. Your brain can't do that. You want a recipe to make someone into a killer? Do that to them. Give them 14 different medications that are going to affect the brain in different ways each. Pull them off, add them in, change the dosage, do the hokey pokey, and turn yourself around. And that's what Lindsay Clancy ended up being all about. It's hard to hold someone responsible when their brain chemistry is actively being effed with by the people who are supposed to understand it and manage it effectively and safely. Again, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we work our way through this one. Oh, yeah, and postpartum, it's all in the mix. So her body's already screwing with her. And then let's add a bunch of drugs. And I'm not saying that drugs are bad. When used correctly, when managed correctly, when handled correctly, they can be a lifesaver. But when you're treating them like the candy counter at Woolworths in 1985, here, I'll have some of this, a little bit of that, give me some of these, and more of this. I'm going to mix them all together and make what I call a candy salad, except in this case, a cocktail of death. To understand how we arrived at that appointment, you have to trace the full chain of alleged failure, because that is what this is. Not one bad doctor, not one missed call, a chain documented in civil lawsuits filed separately by both Lindsay and her husband, Patrick, in January of 26. Each link heading her to the next. Each provider allegedly operating without the full picture. Nobody apparently talking to anybody else, communicating what's actually going on. You know, like you're supposed to. A woman in full psychiatric crisis being processed by a system that was supposedly built to catch exactly what was happening to her. And the system kept handling her discharge papers and sending her home. After Callan was born in May of 2022, Lindsay began seeing providers for what was presented as postpartum depression. She was prescribed Zoloft. According to her lawsuit, it made things worse. More anxious, less able to sleep, more activated and frantic than before. She said so. She went back and said so again. More medications were added, and then more Prozac, Remeron, Ambien, Klonopin, Seroquel, Lamictal, Ativan, Trazodone. I think I got most of those names right. The list kept growing in a way that alarmed everyone paying attention. Patrick was telling close friends the situation was bad, and he believed Lindsay had become addicted to benzodiazepines. That the withdrawals were the worst she had ever experienced, that the side effects were the worst possible. And he was saying all of this to people who knew them out loud while Lindsay kept going to appointments and kept describing exactly what was happening to her body and her mind with the clinical precision of a trained nurse. She knew the vocabulary. She used it. She showed up and said exactly what was wrong in language that should have been unmistakable to anyone qualified to hear it. Then came December 21st, 2022. Lindsay did something that should have triggered a complete reassessment of her care. She didn't wait for someone to notice. She walked herself into a day program at Women and Infants Hospital in Rhode Island, drove herself to an intake desk and said exactly what was happening. She told the staff she was crazy depressed, numb to all emotion, and can't feel love. Those were her words, not hedged, not minimized, specific, clinical, honest, testing confirmed. She was the most severe levels for both depression and anxiety. The numbers were not ambiguous. By any objective measure, the picture in front of that examining physician was of a woman in serious crisis. And the doctor who examined her concluded, no postpartum depression, bipolar disorder ruled out. According to her malpractice lawsuit, that conclusion was allegedly reached without obtaining an adequate patient history. The day program determined it wasn't the right fit for Lindsay and discharged her. The hospital reportedly tried to contact her prescribing nurse practitioner to discuss the case. Per the lawsuit, they never got a response, so Lindsay left. She went back to Duxbury, back to three children under five who needed a mother who was present and functional, back to a prescription list that everyone around her agreed was not working. That assessment, the no PPD finding from Women and Infants, has since become one of the prosecution's most significant pieces of evidence. The Plymouth County District Attorney's Office has pointed to it as proof that Lindsay was not mentally impaired on January 24th. They're taking a conclusion drawn under alleged inadequate circumstances and treating it as a definitive bill of mental health. Her defense attorneys call it a misread, built on incomplete information, a wrong answer that prosecutors have elevated into a cornerstone of their entire case. The defense will spend considerable time at trial dismantling it. That fight will be one of the defining exchanges in the entire proceeding. 10 days after that Rhode Island discharge, New Year's Eve 2022, Lindsay admitted herself to the McLean Hospital. If you know anything about American psychiatric care, McLean needs no introductions. Harvard-affiliated, one of the most well-regarded psychiatric institutions in the country. A place with resources and expertise and reputation that most mental health facilities spend careers trying to approach. Lindsay was placed in the locked unit. She reported depression and thoughts of ending her life. She reportedly did not see a doctor for 3 days after admission. When she finally did, the doctor advised her to stop taking Seroquel and the benzodiazepines, prescribed an antidepressant for sleep, and discharged her 5 days after she arrived. Yay, isn't our mental health system lovely here? 5 days at one of the most respected psychiatric hospitals in the world, then out the door. 11 days after the discharge, January 16th, 2023, the hallucinations returned with a specificity and urgency that should remove any ambiguity about where Lindsay's mind was in the final days before the killings, not vague dread. Not the blurred unreality of severe depression. According to her civil complaint, a voice told her clearly, "You will never be the same. The only option is to die." This is a woman in what her legal team argues was active psychosis 2 weeks before her children died. And she was still calling, still scheduling appointments, still trying in whatever state her mind was in at that point, to get someone in the medical system to do something different than what they had been doing. Begging for help. This is more than slipping through the cracks, folks. This is a system that is built with gaping holes designed for people to fall into. And hopefully nobody raises an alarm about it. Hopefully nobody cares enough to raise an alarm. And we just keep going along our merry way. The American psychiatric system, it's so lovely. And look, there's wonderful doctors out there, and there's drugs that do work, and there's great hospitals, and there are certainly good people in it. But we have such a structure where unless you have the access and the cash to get there and be there, you typically get these lower level systems. But look at this. Look at this. One of the most respected ones in the country. And this is how it was handled. It really is rolling the dice every time you enter that system. Your mental health. What are they going to do? I'll tell you what. It's Tony's story time. You should have like a little jingle here. Some Tony story time. Anytime I've ever dealt with the mental health system in our country, and I've done it a few times, not for myself, but for someone I cared about at that moment. I've had to admit two people. And it was not voluntarily. It was after extreme behavior on both parts where they became a danger to themselves and others. And I'll tell you what the number one priority was of each of those locations, both very different, both in different states. How are you going to pay us? Yeah, they should be in here for about 7 days, but let's see what their insurance covers. Can you pay us up front? If you pay us up front, we'll give you a really good deal. And suddenly it turns into like bartering for furniture in 1988 at Larry's couch house of comfort or something. I mean, it really feels like that. It's not even like to the level of like car dealership where there might be financing. I mean, it's like dealing with shady furniture stores in 1988. You really like that Lazy Boy, don't you? Man, she's a beaut. Tell you what, I'll give you $50 off if you can pay right now in cash. Right now. Well, I mean, it's 50. I don't really care. The money's not a big deal. I'll tell you what, $100 off if you pay right now. Again, the money's not a big deal to me. I can afford it, whatever the hell it is. Let's just run this through insurance and we'll figure it out. And what it is what it is. Even better, I tell you right now, half off. You just take those dollar bills, those dollar bills out of your wallet. And you'll get 7 days. And I'll tell you what, we're going to throw in a free food dehydrator. Okay, they didn't offer a food dehydrator. But I'm telling you, that is pretty much how it went in both cases. You pay in cash, you'll get guaranteed care right now. This is my experience, is two experiences. You paying cash right now, we're going to give you the full treatment. You let it run through insurance, we have to wait and wonder. We might discharge them early. We're not going to say it's because of the cash or the insurance company taking time, but we're going to say they're great. But amazingly, if the cash is there immediately, we're not. We're going to be like, well, you can stay longer. It all comes down to this. In so many cases, in so many places, beware. Beware, oh fellow travelers of the world and life. Because it's if you don't have any experience in that world, which most people don't until you're there. And they're like, it literally becomes like bartering at a car lot over mental health and care and treatment. It's fucked up. I had the same thing, too, when I had my daughter. If you pay us in cash right now, we'll give you a big discount. I'm like, what? Let me just run this through insurance. Let me get back. Well, tell you what. When you're in the least competent place to discuss this, we're going to throw these options in front of you, but you got to decide right now. It's fucked. And you bring these stories up to people who've never been in the system. I think it works lovely. I went in and had a hangnail removed last week and I didn't have any problems. Yeah. She reportedly searched "What is a psychopath?" on her phone in this period. Not because she was planning anything sinister for her attorneys, but because she was terrified about what was happening to her mind and desperately trying to understand and get a grip on what was going on around her as her mind slowly deteriorated. As she's screaming for help, going to all the right places, asking for it, getting effed around everywhere she goes, a labor and delivery nurse. A woman who had spent her professional life understanding the psychology of new parenthood, who had clinical training and medical vocabulary and full awareness of what a mental health crisis looks like, searching the internet in private for a word that might explain the experience she was living inside, looking for a door back to herself. That detail is not a piece of the prosecution evidence. That detail is a window into what it looked like to be terrified of your own mind while the system around you keeps sending you home. She met with her psychiatrist multiple times in the weeks after the McLean discharge. Every appointment was reportedly virtual. Everyone lasted about 17 minutes. Each time the appointment ended, the video screen went dark and Lindsay went back to the house on Summer Street, back to three children who needed a mother to be present, back to a husband who was watching what was happening and saying out loud to everyone around him that it was not going well. Back to prescription lists and 13 medications with nothing to show for it but a worsening condition and a narrowing window of time before something irreversible happened. The day before the irreversible happened, one final appointment, virtual, 17 minutes, antidepressant dose increased, door closed. When the civil suits landed in January 26, Lindsay's malpractice case and Patrick's wrongful death suit filed separately but aimed at the same alleged chain of failures, that combined picture was of a system that had failed at every point where coordination was possible and legally required. Multiple providers allegedly prescribing medications without ever consulting each other about what the other was prescribing. No testing conducted to understand why Lindsay was reacting so severely to what she had been given. No effort, per the lawsuits, to involve Patrick and the family in her care, despite a husband who is actively and specifically raising alarms about her condition. Appointments so brief and so remote that a patient in full psychiatric crisis could not have been fully assessed in a time and format available. And underneath all of it, a woman who was the primary caregiver to three children under five, who was reporting that she could not function on a daily basis, who was telling every provider she saw that something was catastrophically wrong, and who kept being handed discharge papers and sent back to that house. Lindsay's civil complaint describes her care across those months as a disorganized, uncoordinated course of polypharmacy. Her attorneys write plainly, Lindsay Clancy did everything a mother in her situation could do. Her husband advocated for her. Her family drove from out of state to help care for her children. And still, the medical system failed her completely. A Columbia University psychiatry professor's expert analysis cited in the lawsuit reportedly concluded that Lindsay had an underlying bipolar disorder with roots traceable to after her second child's birth, a condition that was allegedly never correctly identified or named in all the months she was being treated, which means the medications she received were aimed at a diagnosis that may never have been fully accurate, which means the interventions were built on a foundation that was wrong from the start. The providers named in both lawsuits have declined to comment on the pending litigation and have affirmed their commitment to excellent care. The prosecution disputes this analysis entirely and stands behind the women and infants assessment as sound clinical judgment. The trial will be, as Reddington himself has described it, a battle of the experts. But here's the reality that sits beneath every argument that is coming, beneath every expert who will take the stand, beneath every motion filed and every ruling handled down. Postpartum psychosis occurs in one to two out of every thousand births. It has been documented in medical literature since the time going back centuries, 4th century BC. It carries a recognized and documented risk of both suicide and infanticide. It strikes at the same rate as Down syndrome. It strikes at the same rate as cerebral palsy. And it's not listed as a standalone diagnosis in the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which is the foundational reference text of psychiatric practice in this country, which means clinicians are not systematically trained to identify it, which means insurance systems don't have clean pathways for coding it, which means hospitals don't have standard protocols for catching it before something catastrophic occurs, which means the gap is not in one doctor's training or in one hospital's resources. It is in the architecture of the entire system. Why do we keep having cases like that? Because the system is broken. I believe there are good doctors at all these places. I believe there is good intentions at these places. Nobody is sitting there going, how can we make her crazy so she kills her children? No. But when the instruction manual literally is for the wrong thing, you're going to have some that can figure out what to do. I mean, think of it. I mean, people are different when it comes to instruction manuals, if you will. And if your DSM is your instruction manual that everything else is built on, and this is not identified as effectively as it needs to be and how it should be, You're going to have screw-ups. So that does give the system a bit of grace in the civil lawsuits. Does it fix the problem? No. Does it hold everyone accountable to the level they should be? Probably not. Should they be liable? That's for a jury and a court to decide. If it does one thing, if anything at all, let's hope to God it raises more than just awareness and it actually pulls a lever somewhere that make these systems adjust and change so they can be more effective to the next Lindsey Clancy that comes down the line. Because they're coming down the line every day. And either we fix the system or we're going to keep getting more stories like this. We've already have had, there's gazillions of stories like this. And everybody's shocked. How could a mother do that? How could? Because their brains are broken at that moment in time and they need help. That's how. So you can either shame the sick or we can figure out a better way to deal with this. Lindsey Clancy walked through every door the system made available to her. She used clinical language to describe her symptoms because she was a clinician. She had a husband raising alarms, family driving in from out of state, and every resource and every advantage a patient in psychiatric crisis could possibly bring to the table. And the machine saw her, recorded every appointment, generated every discharge summary, processed her with complete administrative efficiency, and still never saw her clearly enough to stop what was coming. The machine didn't miss her because nobody was paying attention. It missed her because it was never fully designed to catch what was happening. And that distinction is a difference between a tragedy and an indictment. 17 minutes, dosage increased, door closed, and then she went home. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube, your experiences if you've been there as well. And if you or someone you know is experiencing postpartum mental health challenges, the National Maternal Mental Health Hotline offers 24/7 support. Call or text toll-free 833-943-5746. That's 833-943-5746. We'll continue our conversation in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. The links are in the description. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to Dom.
Minos.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York-style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to Dom.
Minos.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Dom. Minos.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 to 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.